wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed, no more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. World won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me.
Yes, indeed, everybody. We need to change it now, just you and me. This is Porter Pathways on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org. This is February 12th, 2012. And this is a live show. And the call number is 800-313-9443. Hello, listeners. I hope you're having a good day. I'm kind of looking at the way the world is set up and the various battles that are going on in the world. One I keep talking about and have for 5 years is on Republic Broadcasting Network is the conceptions of the control of the fresh water supply, whatever fresh water supply remains on the earth, which is close to about 1% of potable water for the earth's survival. And the battles are not as what you're being told and never have been. Russia has won the battle for the taking and ownership of the largest freshwater supply of the earth, of the earth's sources now owned by Russia. They've been after it for 20 years. This is the subarctic Lake Vostok. This is the freshwater lake on the north on the subarctic. It's larger than all of the Great Lakes. It is larger than the water supply, which is one of the largest, between Argentina and Brazil, which is a 1.5 mile waterfall. And this is involved in the process of the type of chemicals that Russia used. They've had to drill to the earth crust to secure ownership of the largest freshwater supply of the earth. On the same day, Russia also announced the control of the water supply for the natural gas reserve of the Yami Peninsula in northeast Siberia. When we come back from the other end of the break, we're going to pursue some avenues of law, medicine, and world domination. 800-313-9443. Wake up, everybody.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
The Self-Reliance Expo is coming to the Mesquite Convention Center February 10th and 11th. The keynote presenter is Mike Adams, the health ranger and editor-in-chief of naturalnews.com. Come and hear what more than 3.2 million people read about from Mike Adams every month. Mike will be speaking on survival nutrition, how to choose foods and supplements that will keep you alive and healthy. Hourly education workshops and presentations will be taking place each day at the Self-Reliance Expo. Classes include cooking essentials by Sun Ovens, personal protection, home defense, canine demonstrations, homeschooling, learn to suture by Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy, and how to build underground structures. This is one expo that is a must for all ages. There will be prize giveaways and drawings, exhibitor awards, and much more. For more information, go to selfrelianceexpo.com. Like us on Facebook and save $2 when buying your tickets online. Kids 12 and under are free. Tickets valid for both days, so bring the whole family. selfrelianceexpo.com.
This is Porter Bethways. In the process of the United States under the present administration abrogating for the defense line for Poland and Lavostock to Russia, part of that that was never told to the public, which was the idea that Russia would have unimpeded reign to control the world's largest freshwater supply of the earth. I stand by my statement that, which I made a year ago when these negotiations were going on, that life on the planet actually depends, based upon calculations that I've made with the doomsday clock on water and the amount of potable water on the earth, which I'll be writing about. And these are the technology forecast mathematics to determine that life on the planet as it stands as we speak depends on approximately 3% of the water on the earth. Now, when you have a process by which you take and shift what's called the ecological subterrane, you are changing the control of the earth's availability of water for food for people, for the determination of reorientation of country boundaries, reallocation of people, which I've talked about extensively. These are under the eminent domain laws. And part of the twisting of the constitutional basis of who lives and dies on the planet. The Supreme Court, Justice Ginsburg, made a very big point in a subtlety, letting you know that we should be governing our constitution in this country on the South African constitution under international law, which I've talked about extensively on many of my programs. And, of course, the South African constitution has what's called the abrogating of the flesh. It's a paragraph 7 determination of this is based upon the old constitutional processes which were developed over a period of time based on the history of South Africa in terms of cannibalism and the process of population eating. In fact, the basis of the book Soylent Green, which was written as a science fiction book many, many years ago, was based on the concept of the South African process, which was based upon the ethnicity, culturalism, based on the control of the food and water. So when you look at the Russian, what's called the Bovanikofov field, the Kofov field is closer to the North Pole in Moscow, and the Moscow Vankiko Airport is used for transporting for a 7-hour trip all the workers that are in the North Pole in the process of taking over the gas field the gas will be piped over 2,800 miles to Western Europe, which gives them control of what's called the defensile domain. Now, this means that Russia has been handed the what they've wanted all along, and for years and years and years. It almost brings tears to my eyes to think that we lost America based upon the process of the control of the water, which I talked about from the very first week that I've been on air, and the whole process of the gross national product, the total gross national product of Russia, will be based on 0.5 trillimeters, which are part of the oil and gas control of the earth, and will essentially, with India and the signing with the communist government of Brazil and the radicals of India, will control 1/3 of all fluids of natural gas and water on this planet. Now, that's for openers. Now, people talk about survival. You haven't seen the battle of survival as has been unfolded and what was lost this past week. You haven't even begun to understand in the terms of the thing because you're not presented it with the other medias. You're not presented with the concept of the truth of the human body and its contractual obligation with nature in terms of genetic codes, biomarkers, the process of developing cancer and developing forms of new forms of brain formations, which are part of the new Alzheimer's and Parkinson's research. It's been going on for years. Now, there is a mythology which is called it's close to Burma. It's called China's Mystic Waters. And there's a mythology there that say, and it's so written in carvings and temples, that crystal pools that you see for the formation of Jiangxi Kongos and 118 lakes, it's an ancient love story given by a Tibetan god who gave a mirror that was polished by clouds and winds, and this was given to a goddess who dropped it, and the shard scattered, forming the Jiangxi Kongos 118 lakes. The process of the formation of the what's called the water music is a snowmelt process which comes from the Razi Valley, and it goes into these broad cataracts of one leg to the other. Some are closed at over 25 feet high. And the process of these falls contain a formation of the water crystals, which I have been very much part of research for the determination of new water for the pituitary gland of the human being, which was something I did and worked on and still am working on it with one hand behind my back, considering the process by which the control of human life and who lives and dies by the Competitive Effectiveness Council for Health and Human Services is openly defied, and with the Obama fellow putting out the process of what I call the Catholic Edict, which was, I don't know why everyone's so surprised, the idea of the control of human life and the process of the suppression of the surgeon state and the development of the communist Marxist position. I don't know what the big surprise is. I mean, where have you been? Wake up, everybody. What do you think this is? Do you think that this is some kind of processual thing where people around the country say, well, we like the president, but we don't like his policies? Where have you been? The whole process with the beginning of this, from the conceptual augmentation of the Manchurian candidate, was based on the destruction of the United States Constitution. So you have tomorrow, Obama will release his spending proposal for fiscal 2013. And it'll be a process by which he'll talk about increasing manufacturing in order to bless his base, the development of the manufacturing says it only account for 9% by the Bureau of Labor and Statistics in the United States. So the manufacturing renaissance will be proposed will be based upon selling the idea that the recession in this country ended 2.5 years ago. And that manufacturing has actually increased 15%, helped by all these replacement of aging equipment and software and strong demands for foreign markets. And then they'll tell you about the process of the Federal Reserve Chairman, Ben Bernanke, that the rebound may not last. Well, the Federal Reserve is a corporation. It's not a government entity. And the whole process of trying to control the process of health care and the process of manufacturing and mineral and commodity exchanges, which are being controlled now by China, are only a matter of months away from the complete domination of the commodity, mineral concentration, and water supply of this earth being based in Russia and China's hands. It was always their aim through the United Nations of Agenda 21. It was in black and white. Chapter 7, 9, 12, 14, Chapter 15, Chapter 17 of Agenda 21 gives you the whole plan, which I've talked about extensively and quoted section by section of Obamacare on the control of your body, your mind, and what you eat, what you think, and how you think it. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443. Welcome to America.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous self-sterilizing and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Dr. Wynn Parker on air. This is a live show, and call number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwhi@sbcglobal.net. On Tuesday, besides being Valentine's Day, the Vice President of the United States will be meeting the Chinese Vice President, Xi Jinping. And the Chinese Vice President, of course, is more interested to travel to Iowa and California. When you talk with him and process, he, you know, what his real intentions are. The reason he wants to go to Iowa is because the genetic code for pigs is a very big advancement for the development of genomics for organ transplants. You got to remember that the Chinese are very big in the human organ sale market, and they have a advancement. They're building cities in China that are dedicated to biotechnology and medicine, and so the genome system of the pig is very important because it's only four genes away from the process of the human genome. On the chromosome markers, and so they want to talk with the professors there on their work. And the reason he wants to go to California is because he wants to do as the Russians are doing, which is to make some deals of the Chinese takeover of the software market for warfare, which the public will never hear about, and The little brown suitcase with the golden handcuffs connected will be awaiting him in California. Whole process of on the 17th of this month, this coming week, federal stimulus bill will have reached 95% of $787 billion to favorite people that are Democratic states or Democratic governors. No Republican governors on the list. And I think the short shaft to the governor of Arizona will be complete. So within the time frame of these discussions will be Iran's basic announcement of what I've been talking about all this time, which is about the water and the development of the heavy water for the plutonium enrichment process, which the same story that happened in Iraq, where you had the investigators looking and, oh, do they have a nuclear bomb? And they weren't. how many underground bunkers do you need? How many processes, the heavy water processes, do you need? How much visualization do you need? How much satellite picture do you need? There are instrumentations in this world where you can go down 1 mile and further to take a picture of an anthill's farm in the soil of the earth. You can read the brand on a person's cigarette 30,000 miles in the air from a satellite. And you're telling me you don't know that the process of the fresh water supply that's being made from the Russian discoveries and owning it and will defend to war on the fresh water supply of the Arctic. And the whole thing comes, which they have declared with the Russian flag at the base of the front of the first trig, it's called the first terrarium of the Earth's crust below the fresh water and defend it to the death. And that's the wording. To the death. Do you think for 1 minute that this is some kind of game of the process of the thing and we're just out here to have a radio show to discuss the chemical concentrations in the human water supply as some type of addle process of saying this is, oh, we're protecting you, and you do nothing about it, and the whole thing, you go to the city councils and you let the United Nations romp you and stomp you with political threats and put you in jail because you discuss chloramine in the water? That's real, listeners. And the whole process, the whole thing is that the game is on. They've already taken and owned now in the process of development of what's really happening. I listen to the political people running for office, and I shake my head and say, and it's just me. You don't have to say it. You can talk about the Constitution all you want. The whole thing that the Constitution is a bedrock of the country. But the point is the fact that some of the people are not citizens. They're slaves. Some people are not citizens because they're sovereigns. That's the way the Constitution was written out for the 14th Amendment. And they've used it to their whole advantage for the sake of greed and corruption. There's a story out of New York that you get for Valentine's Day, you can take your sweetheart to tour a sewage plant. And at the end of the tour, you get a chocolate kiss. Yeah. And the thing is, you can explain to your sweetheart the process of making sewage. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443. Happy Valentine's Day.
you want to be free yet find that credit card payments are still tying you down? Does it seem like you're not getting anywhere month after month, payment after payment? Do you wish that there was some way to end the slavery and save your money for your family instead? FreeToProsper.com has a solution you've been waiting for. Since 2007, we've been implementing an advanced debt repudiation program which legally ends unsecured debt payments, lets you keep your money, and protects your property. This is not another settlement, repayment, or consolidation program, but a true debt repudiation process that's helped hundreds of Americans all across the country start living better quality lives and prepare for an uncertain future. For a free consultation or to learn more, give us a call today at 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com right now. That's 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com.
Sometimes you don't eat right and your body doesn't function correctly. On a day-to-day basis, your body needs a lot more than you think, but to do that, it's almost impossible. What can you do? Daniel chapter 1's 1 Kings formula, tested, tried, and true, and an obvious favorite among the many Daniel chapter 1's customers. Why? Because 1 Kings has dozens of vitamins, nutrients, good carbs, protein, everything you need all in a delicious mix. It comes in two delicious flavors, chocolate or vanilla, and they're instantly bioavailable. That means that as soon as you drink it, within a few minutes, those nutrients are working. For lack of a better term, 1 Kings is pre-digested, so it's instant. Mix in water or juice, and your body is using it immediately. Get 1 Kings. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. Use promo code 100A for a discount. That's 100A.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home. The Vermont.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Parker, and hello, listeners. In the process of the present week of Valentine's, there's a movement this week, discussion of Darwinism and evolution, and the process of intelligence versus wisdom. And this is a process that, when you look at it on its face, you assume, well, why would someone go to that extent to develop a government-sponsored what is called interface with Darwinism and evolution and intelligence and wisdom in the terms of reproduction. And you have people who study subjects of this kind in terms of sex in animals and the process of particularly a lot of fish have been studied for this. The zebra fish for years has been used for cancer research and genetics. But a lot of people don't realize, and I do have it in my front treatise in acquiring causes of health damage, which is on the RBN face page. And you can just click that on and send it to your friends. It's a good cornerstone. It was written not too long ago, actually. It's been translated into four foreign languages and is available for a starting point for the Parker Pathway shows and the development of the idea that water should have a black label. But the idea is that if you put chloramine in the tanks of fish, the chloramine will kill the fish. And I remember the first week out when I mentioned this, and of course hobby fish people were just upset and the whole thing, but there are certain drops that you can put in the tanks of the fish and to keep them alive, but actually those drops are formaldehyde, and so that you're actually, if you will, pickling the fish until they die eventually and lose their genetic code so they can't breed. And so that's a, so you can't come out of the way. And another thing, too, if you have water, let's say that you say, well, there's nothing to this. I'm going to drink the tap water. And then, you know, I'll boil the water and you'll take it out. You can't boil the chloramine out of the water. So the process of, let's say you have recycled water, where you have human sewage, which is being converted into the water with this missing electron within that water molecule. And, of course, that water has been placed into the ground, pumped in for a year to satisfy the United Nations requirement. They say, well, the water really comes from the ground, but they don't tell you that it's been there for a period of time. And the whole process, particularly drinking the recycled water, which is the biggest push right now by the United Nations under the guise of being green and sustainable. But the whole process of this, of course, this affects your pancreas, the development of your insulin cells, and is part of the change of the gene code for chromosome 9 for humans. The gastro cancers and the bladder cancers and the osteoporosis that come from studies that had been done all the way back to the 70s. In the terms of the addition of chlorine and the process of these other additions of ammonia, they were experimenting with real people around the world. And I remember exposing that, and I can remember the United Nations going through medical libraries after I exposed it, went through every medical library in this country to take those references off the shelf. Now, so the whole thing comes down to the fact that the idea of sex between animals that are in the wild is the passing on of their genes, and from passing the genes from generation to generation. And the best genes survive, while the weaker ones will go out of the gene pool. So that is the point of the scientific studies of various forms, like the coconut octopus, the tetras of the Amazon, where in shallow water you got a male and female. They swim together, body to body, ready to spawn, and then leap from the water simultaneously. And they attach themselves to an overhead leaf. And there they produce and they fertilize nearly a half a dozen eggs on the leaf's underside. And then the female swims away while the male remains there on the leaf, splashing the overhead eggs with his tail. And he keeps them moist until they hatch and fall from the leaf and swim away. Or you have the coconut octopus. They have but the coconut octopus is really from the Philippines, and the male passes his sperm to the female with one of his eight arms, and he keeps his body actually distant to avoid being bitten by her, and of course after the mating she cares for their thousands of eggs and until they hatch, and then she slowly dies, and the male lives to seek another mate. But the sex can be cooperative in terms of the process by which the gene carries the signals that are necessary for the survival. So the process of having water, which has the proper chemistry for the development of the sperm to have the proper protein coding, is very important, particularly for humans. So the idea with Dr. Aldrin, who is the science and technology czar for Obama, to have sterols placed in the drinking water to decrease the population is a very fashionable concept, even though people say they deny it exists. So the whole thing comes down to the fact when discussion occurs in the Supreme Court on Obamacare, there are some issues that are very, very important that covers what I'm talking about. And I'll cover those in a few minutes as soon as I want to make. We have Bob from Arkansas. Bob, are you there?
Yes, I am, Dr. Parker. Thanks for taking my call. I have a statement and then a question. I have a well that was drilled 25 years ago, 1,100 feet. The pump rests at 940 feet. That water's drawn up, obviously, and then I run it through a reverse osmosis system for my drinking water. On a 1 to 10 scale, as best you can, how safe are we in drinking it? Because I drink a lot of water.
Excuse me. Well, the process of reverse osmosis is on the list of things. It's probably of a higher rate of protection, but keep in mind that even with potassium hydroxide, all forms of carbon filters will not do the job, of course, because it and reverse osmosis as it stands is probably an interim solution to taking out I would say, you know, heavy aromatic amines, which are carcinogenic, of which there are, as it stands now, about 119 of them that are in well water today because of the aquifer contamination of the earth. So I would say you're in pretty safe at the moment. But what I would do is, particularly for the state of Arkansas, it would cost a little, but I would have the reverse osmosis in two places because you're burning up. When you bring up the energy from the pump, you have to have energy, right?
Right.
So when you add energy to the processes, you are electrifying the water. Now, people don't realize that when you electrify a water molecule, you're not changing the molecule per se. You are taking the molecule and, if you will, reversing it in position. It does that because it has to, it has, like humans, has to fight gravity. So the whole process, and this is why when a water molecule gets into the human body, it seeks out a positive ion because it's been negatized from the electrical energy of entropy when it enters the body. This is why certain kinds of contaminated water molecules can affect the human organ. So what happens here is, and this is where you get these processes of pancreatic cancers, you get brain cancers. Every autopsy, the public never learns about these things. In fact, I was trying to put this into the program today, a review of a medical record to demonstrate this, which was cancer of the ovary. Of a particular patient. It looks innocent on its surface, but once you get into what's really causing this, it's another story. And I would have reverse osmosis at the pipes, you know, in the house, and plus reverse osmosis at the other areas.
Well, doctor, what if you ran it through a Berkey after you've run it through a, or vice versa?
Oh God, the Berkey. I'm letting. I know they're a sponsor and the whole thing, but and everybody's been trying for years to get me to say it, you know, but I won't say it. I know there's nothing wrong with having a portable carbon filter concept. I mean, you know, that's what's on the technology, the state of the art at the moment. The whole thing here is that the way to handle that what should be done is the alternate technologies should be at the headwaters. In other words, and I don't know if we'll see that in our lifetime.
Right.
And we need to have it at the headwater because we have four stages of contamination in the process. We have the water itself. We have the natural contamination that comes from the earth, which the United Nations insists is what our problems are. And then, two, the elimination. Everybody wants to eliminate cattle and other things because they feel that their feces are contaminating the river. Ignoring the fact that nature already takes care of it through the process of filtration in the rocks and the change of the bacteria and the moss from the roots of trees. And in fact, the genes from the cattle are set up for that process to take place. In fact, biomass is made from bacteria from cows. You know, so the whole thing, and then the United Nations has this latest thing, which they don't want people to even be close to rivers. I think the riparian water right cases that are going in front of the Supreme Court are to keep people away from rivers. And so they say, well, we get rid of people, we get rid of cattle, we don't have any problem. Ignoring the fact that the reactive nitrogen, which is what it's called, reactive nitrogen, in other words, is based on the idea of selling the public on the idea of climate change that is affecting the water and the process, but the amines are already being added. So you add ammonia, that's what a reactive nitrogen is.
Yep.
See? So the whole thing comes out. So now you have all of that on the plate. So you come up against a carbon filter. Now, a carbon filter's whole mission in life is to take out a larger metal constituent that's an ion. And it'll do that, but it'll also it won't take out the trihalomethanes, which are the byproducts of all these reactive nitrogens and amines that are placed in the water. So, and under the guise of taking care of bacteria and viruses.
Well, Doctor, are two things. Have the chemtrails exacerbated the problem over the past decade or so of our water? Exacerbated the, for the lack of a better word, the poorness of our water to the human body? And the other part of that, are you working on any patented process that really is on a 1 to 10 scale a 12?
Mm-hmm. I am. Four of them, in fact.
Are you going
all
to be,
pending.
Are they going to be marketed?
Oh, yes. $120 million worth.
Do you have a time frame on that?
Well, I can't say the time frame because I know what the time is, but I can't say it on air.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You will announce it on your program, right?
Absolutely. When whole business of testing biomarkers in humans to be able to determine effect for personalized medicine, and this will all be tied into that. And absolutely.
Be able to buy it through you?
Probably. That's where the business plan will probably come out.
Now, getting back.
By the way, on the process of that, I'm making a very big issue on innovation for babies. In other words, the contamination starts at around 300 chemicals in the baby body. When the infant is born, you start with, in today's world, about 300 chemicals in the baby's body. And so that's reality. And because the females are so contaminated, the females are contaminated not of their own doing, really, unless they have gone and taken drugs from the time they were teenagers, you know. And the whole process thing, but most of the contamination is from males, and it's transferred to the genetic code changes of the sperm, which is changing in our lifetime. People just think if we go along and breed. No, we're adapting. We're adapting by these chemical changes through the sperm head of the change of the proteins, and then we're contaminating the egg, and then the egg is contaminated from the chemicals from the mother who feeds it to the maternal blood supply through the umbilical cord, and it goes to the fetus, and then the baby's starting out. So a lot of my water purification system is really starting with infants. And it's very, I'm taking pieces of NASA work and the rest of it. Listen, the chemtrails, as far as I'm concerned, are death machines. They're the boron and the aluminum concentrations of the idea, the energy that's promoted by them is contaminating our ecology. No question about it. You call again, Bob.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Parker Pathways, and I wanted to mention that as it stands now, the solid testing by analytical methods for the Parker Pathway clinical medical, what I call life-changing lab, will be 24, to start out, will be 24 carcinogenic aromatic amines. And this will be done by HPLC methods. And that's for starters. The standards will be based upon extracting 17 oxygenates from the human blood, the sulfur-nitrogen imbalances, which are cause for cancer, and the organometallics. And in the process of this will be the testing in personalized medicine for the gene structure, the biomarkers, for MRSA and HPV, the 17 different types of RNA probes, the breast cancer situation, where 70 genes are correlated with breast cancer. The public doesn't know that there are that many genes involved, but there are. And the colon, what's called the command DNA probe for 7 cancer-related genes and 5 reference genes. And the ALK gene for lung specimens. And there are 3 gene structures that will be tested that come from outer space, is what you, the way I put it, because they're unaccounted for. And then, of course, the breast cancer, the human immunodeficiency virus, which will be tested out for one of the most sophisticated. The machinery for just doing that is close to $1 million. And then, of course, there are 2 types of leukemias and the melanoma, which will be the BRAF gene, which, by the way, the ACLU does not, would go to court, to the Supreme Court, to keep me from testing for that. And of course, in front of the Supreme Court will be coming up in a couple weeks the idea of 5.5 hours of the discussion, and the first thing is going to be the process of the Anti-Injunction Act. This means that any current challenge is premature, and this is what Obama has placed out in a personal writing to the Supreme Court to throw out the case of Obamacare based on the fact that that the mandate for buying insurance may not be challenged. And so until actually a person refuses to buy the health insurance and have to pay the penalty. The penalty under the tax code is very severe. The penalty under the tax code is severe for the small business, $2,500 out in the pop. But at the same time and in the same breath, the Obama administration has rejected any kind of what they call these Medi-Cal payments in California that to force recipients of Medi-Cal to pay the copayment. And in the fact, it have saying that this is going to deter people from seeking preventative care and to discourage a low-income family from getting care because they're going to have to pay for a copayment. At the same time, they're forcing copayments in the other states, and this violates their own Anti-Injunction Act, which absolutely is against the Constitution of the United States of America. And the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond, Virginia, threw out the challenge of health care on that basis alone. We'll see you at the next hour of Parker Pathways on Republic Broadcasting Network.